Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Joanna Brandy is our guest, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of Joanna Brandy & Company, the author of so many books, including Winning at Customer Retention, including 54 Ways to Stay Positive, etc., etc. And she is one of the top customer care experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Joanna, I've been saying now for a long, long time, maybe decades, that life would be so much simpler for businesses if they would just find out what their customers want and give it to them. how much? I mean, isn't that the holy grail? Isn't that the special sauce? Isn't that the fountain of youth for businesses? I mean, isn't that the nirvana for a business is to find out what customers want and then just give it to them?
Yes and no.
Why no?
Well, the yes part. Let's start with the yes part first. The yes part is, of course, it makes sense. If we understood more about what the customers wanted from their point of view, not from our point of view, but from their point of view, and deliver it to them, we're gonna build up over time an emotional bank account with them, because they're gonna enjoy doing business with them. They're gonna say, "Oh wow!
Right.
Every time I need something, he's there." The no comes from, and I think this is the art. The no comes from understanding what your customers will need in the future before they have figured out that they need it.
Hmm.
You know, if you look at what Apple has done, and even if you go back to the Sony Walkman. No customer was walking around. I mean, we had transistor radios. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't anybody walking around going, gee, I wish I could have my own music in my pocket.
Right.
I think we have to do two things, and I think we have to do them simultaneously. I think we have to be very astute and really understand what our customers want. That means we have to talk to them. It means we have to, and by the way, sometimes they don't know what they want. So we have to get into a real dialogue with them, put our own stuff aside, and truly listen so we can help them figure out what they want. I find I have to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I'll have somebody call me up and say, I want training. I'll say, oh, okay, you know, and then we'll start talking. Why do you want training? What kind of training do you want? And very often, what they're really expressing to me is, I want a vision for how we do customer care here at our organization.
Mm-hmm.
I want focus. Sometimes they think they want training, and training is part of what they need, but it's the last part of what they need. It's not the first part of what they need.
Right, right. So what you're saying is you need to be customer focused, and you need to ask customers what they want and give it to them, but you also need to be innovative. Meaning be thinking about how you could innovate, and if you ask them what they want and give it to them, there's no wow factor in that. Oh, there might be because some few people actually do it.
Oh, but, for some, I'll tell you, a few people do. So there's a wow, you know.
But
days,
mostly they'll be wowed if you say, well, we have this new program that does this, and then they say, wow, we've never been offered that before. That's great.
Yeah. And I think these days, because people are so stressed out, the biggest wow factor for most people these days is when you make it easy. When you make it easy for me as a customer. It's lovely when you make it delightful, and I would love if that was a differentiator
right.
these days, but people are so stressed out right now that if you can make doing business with you easy, and then on top of that, of course, if you can make it fun, if you can make it pleasurable,
right.
if you can make it pleasant, you'll stand out. It's really interesting.
Including saving time. Including saving them time.
Oh, yes. Because time is
I've been saying this now for a few years, Joanna. You may have heard me say it before. More and more people are valuing their time more than their money, and that's good news for small businesses. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Valuing time more than money, valuing ease more than money, valuing hassle-free more than money. I think, mm-hmm. I think, in fact, that's great for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because so, I think we have, with less layers, you know, right. I think the conundrum for me always was when I go into an organization and when I really get down listening to the people who touch the customers, I often hear that in the organization itself, it's more important to please the boss mm-hmm. than it is to please the customer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no question about that. And let me tell you something, folks. That is the road to ruin, that what she just said. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Joanna, give us the website quickly, please.
It's returnonhappiness.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Joanna Brandy.
Quench my desire, and I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.